Mitch put out the poll. It was actually just he's asking a comment. Comment below. On this current Browns roster, name a player that will still be on the team by the time the Brook Park Dome opens up in 2029. Getting a lot of... I got Deshaun Watson. More on him coming up in a bit. Dollar Dog Nick said Joe Flacco. Got Rex Sinahara. John Kelly Jr. is a hell of a pool. Somebody needs to get a John Kelly Jr. Jersey. Got a few Mason Grahams. Got that. That's good. Deontay Johnson.
That's a good one. I like that.
He could be back.
Got a few. He also asked Shedeur Sanders, yes or no. Now he asked, will Kevin Stefanski still be the Browns coach in 2029? So far, 65% say no to the Shedeur Sanders thing in 2029. Late round pick. It sounds like you're besmirching Shedeur Sanders because
I think for
me, I have a theory about that coming up during the emerging podcast scene. Yes,
Baker Mayfield.
Well, get out of here! What are you doing?
Just wants to get us talked about in Oklahoma again. That's all it is.
Half the responses were about Baker Mayfield. It was amazing. It was amazing. I go, guys. Trust me, he is a topic of conversation here, but I've drank away those memories long ago. 216-474-0092. I also want to ask him. We had a caller earlier, John and Wadsworth. And he's like, I don't know how younger. You guys keep making a big deal about younger guys. I don't know if younger guys are going to be able to afford these tickets. You know, talking about the ticket prices. And I got to tell you, with the new stadium, and this is something we've been kind of percolating on for a little bit, the demographic of season tickets are changing. Like, there was a time, I remember the home improvement episode, he got piston season tickets. Tim got piston season tickets. It had like the thing and the whole, and it was, I think, season tickets. It was a point of bragging. It was a point where you felt as if you were a part owner of the football team in so many ways. We've had so many people call in over the last 14 years who have said, you know, I've been a season ticket holder since when. You feel that you're more entitled to answers and results than the general fan. And as you, in so many ways, should. You're a season ticket holder. You've put the money where the mouth is. But I think now, more than we've ever seen, and I think that the climate is changing on this, season ticket holders are companies. Season ticket holders are groups. You know, people get it. I don't think it's like Bob Johnson, who lives in Maple Heights, is a season ticket holder of the Cleveland Browns. He's got four seats and 537 or whatever. I think it's less and less that anymore. I think it's more of a corporate thing, and I think more tickets are going to be sold. Hey, you want to go see him play the Green Bay Packers on September 29th? Okay, here's the price. Okay, are they good? Yeah, they're good. Okay, I'm going to go pay this price for him. Hey, the Browns are playing. Can I get him on the secondary market? We'll get him on the secondary market. I think it's more going to be that. I think it's that way with all the sports, too. I think you're finding less season ticket holders who are just general fans and more corporations. I don't know if season tickets are the type of thing that we've made them out to be our entire lives. I think guys our age got to get used to that.
Well, it's not just the season tickets. It's then the PSL that comes along with it. So it's not just the exorbitant expense of the
tickets.
And
people make a big deal about the PSL, and I go, I think that, you know, I want to look at what Buffalo's is. I want to know how many are Ken Carmen Towing that owns these PSLs in Buffalo, New York, or Ken Carmen Auto in Cleveland, Ohio, that owns the four for the PSL or whatever it is. I think you're going to find more corporations that own the PSLs for their tickets, for their seats, more corporate partnerships. But I think that there will be general people who are regular Browns fans, and they might have Browns season tickets in this stadium, or they had them in the municipal stadium, and they've been kind of kicking around whether or not they're in. And I think that those will be snapped right up by corporations in the future. And I think that those people who still want to go and watch Browns football will still get their single game tickets to watch Browns football. I don't know if, I just don't think that season tickets are the as end all be all as they used to be. Like, there's always a time. I think every sports fan, every guy thinks about a season ticket package at some sort in their life. If you're a sports fan, you have to think about season tickets. I thought about season tickets, all three teams at one point. All three teams. And back when you couldn't afford them. So I think that every guy thinks of them, and now
somebody's got to be buying the tickets, right?
Yeah, and I think that it
can't just all be corporations.
It's not all corporations. You'll still have your families who are season ticket holders. But I think that you will have a lot of people who are business owners who may just have them in their own name. So they can pass him down or something like that. I think it's going to be just a different person. I think the guy that has two kids who are in middle school and this is his thing and he takes his two kids with him to the games, I don't think that that's going to be as much as it is anymore. And I think it's going to be the same way when Kansas City opens their new stadium someday, when the same thing when Washington opens up their new stadium someday in Chicago. The general Washington, Chicago, Kansas City fan is going to be the same way. It's going to be more business owners.
Do you think, Kenny, then, that would, if that were the case, and that season tickets become basically unaffordable for most, if people are, we had a caller earlier say the tickets are going to double. Okay, I don't know where they pulled that from, maybe just made it up. But if you add that to the cost of PSLs, could you see a scenario where all these venues are empty when the teams are not good? Like,
yeah,
totally empty?
They're empty when the teams aren't good anyway.
They're not empty to the level that we would be talking about if they doubled, if the price was
doubled. Well, if you're saying to me, because I'm still under the belief, and maybe I'll be wrong, I'm still under belief that the secondary market will still be that in 2029 and beyond. So say you get to a point where the newness wears off. So you get to 2034. Stadium's been around for 5 years. If the Browns are lousy, you will still have people coming home from college during Christmas or wherever during Christmas, taking Christmas holiday, and they're going to look at StubHub or God knows what, and they're going to see, all right, tickets to 537 are, hey, we can get in for $18 this weekend. You guys want to go for $18? Yeah, we'll go see the Browns for $18. We'll see who this guy is. They're playing so-and-so's. Right? Maybe you want to go see Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs against the Cleveland Browns. He'll still be playing in 2033 or whatever, 34, whatever it is. Yeah, we can go see Patrick Mahomes for $18. It'll still be that way. Or vice versa, if the Chiefs ever start sucking up the room again, which won't be anytime soon, but if they do, it'll still be the same way. I think it'll still be a secondary market where they'll sell them for whatever they can, get whatever they can back on them, and that'll be it. And I'm sure it'll be the same thing when people buy the PSLs and they put their season tickets up, where they, hey, I'm going to sell two season tickets for single game reasons here today. And people buy them for whatever price. Or if the Browns are really, really good at the end of the year and you're paying, if the tickets were originally $400 a seat,
like we have,
you're going to pay $800
so you're
a
saying,
seat.
For years, we had heard that there was a waiting list for season tickets. Okay, I've heard that is not the case anymore. But we've heard that for years, no matter how bad the Browns were, there was a waiting list for season tickets. You're saying that the future of this is, not only will it not be a waiting list anymore, it'll be a, hey, if the team is good, you can still be able to buy tickets, you know, the season of, the game of, the week of. Like, we're going away from that model completely.
I think season tickets, I don't know if we're going away from that model. There will definitely always be guys, like my buddy Josh back home, who will do everything he can to buy season. He may sit up in the nosebleed of nosebleeds. I don't know if they have really have a nosebleed seat in the new stadium from the renderings I've seen, but he will sit in the nosebleed of nosebleeds to have a season ticket. And there will be a few guys like him. But I think it'll be more like, hey, I'm Ken. I own a series of car washes. And I'm going to get these season tickets, and maybe I'll use them, maybe I'll give them out. And maybe I don't want to pay for a loge or a suite, or maybe I don't want to pay for these seats or that seats, but we'll take these seats, and it's a decent enough expense, lower bowl, and that's fine. And you know what? I use them, and then sometimes I don't. And then sometimes I put them up for sale. I think you'll see more. I think we've already seen more of that in all three sports, and I especially think we're going to see it in the NFL because ticket prices are through the roof anyway. You have less dates. You have more people. It's the biggest thing going in the NFL. It's the thing that everybody claims that they know. Everybody claims to be a football guy. So people want to see it. They want to be a part of it, especially if the team's good. So I just think that you will have a time very soon where it just becomes more corporate season tickets. This is owned by me, which I own a company, or it's owned by my company and I put it in the company name for whatever reason. And there will be more. Again, there will be, I think, I'm surprised there's 65,000 seats. I mean, you look at the place in Tennessee, that looks like more of a gathering place than it is a stadium. I mean, you see some of the open spaces that they have. It just looks like a place for people to sit around, and there happens to be a game going on out in front of them. Back to the phones. Eddie and Parma, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Hey, the problem, I think, with that logic is there's no secondary market if people don't initially buy the PSLs and buy the tickets. There can't be a secondary market.
No, there can't be, but I do think that there will be plenty of I worry about it. I shouldn't say plenty, but I think that there will be organizations that buy those PSLs. But I got to, you know what I got to do, Eddie? I do have to look into see who's actually going to be buying the ones in Buffalo. They're going to start that. They're going to open up that stadium in 2026. So I have to see who might be owning the PSLs. I don't know if that's public knowledge or anything, but I have to go and do some snooping around and see who actually owns the PSLs over there, because that'd be the litmus test.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Eddie. Thank you very much for the call. It's all speculation. I speculate on it, but I think that that's where it's going. That's why, like Buffalo, I remember Daryl a couple years ago. Daryl's been all over this stuff. Daryl called us up freaking out. Remember? You remember that. How are you going to build a stadium? We can't afford it. How are you going to sell seats in that stadium? You can't afford it. Okay, well, if we can't afford it, I don't know what Buffalo's doing. No offense to the fine folks in Buffalo, but I would feel that Buffalo's probably close to the same situation we are. Kind of living all in the same neighborhood, are we not? So I assume that Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus is a different area, and I have a whole thing about that. We ain't going to do that right now. But I think that those, Detroit, Indianapolis, I think you're kind of all in the same boat. Buffalo seems to have no sweat getting PSLs. Why? We have a huge metro. We have a bigger metro than Buffalo, New York, do we not? Okay, so I imagine we have more people who are of means.
True.
Than in Buffalo.
Way more competition for the sports dollar here, though.
That is also true.
This going to come, if people all pony up for the Browns, does it come at the expense of the Cavs and the Guardians? You know,
that's probably been part of the fight that has been thrown in there, because again, you have another major billionaire in this town that is making a big investment in the area. He's got a 200 some odd thousand square foot facility that's going up along the river. He's got a new WNBA team that's coming here, and now you're going to have competition out there. He can't be thrilled about that.
The other thing is, the Bills could not have been a better time for them to ask their citizens for money because of Josh Allen.
True.
Right?
True.
Like, we don't have our Josh Allen yet.
If we get our Josh Allen, do you think there's going to be a problem?
No. I think they could name their price that point.
Like, does PSLs, do you only offer PSLs for the first year? Or is it still like, hey, if you want to get in here in 2033, you still need to buy a PSL? All right, well, if we find our Josh Allen, there's definitely going to be corporations who are willing to do it, because they're going to want to entertain people. And there's going to be business owners who are hardcore Browns fans. They're going to want to entertain themselves. So I look at Buffalo, and they just don't sweat it at all. So what are we missing? What you just said is right. There is much stiffer competition here than in Buffalo, New York, for the sports dollar.